This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Here we go, off the rails. Don't you know it's time to raise our sails? It's freedom like you never knew. Coming back or a pass, say the word, I'll be there in a flash. You could say my hat is off to you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Box Trek. I am your host, Matt Brady. Joining me, as always, is Tiffany O'Malley. Tiffany, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so well.
Are you?
So excited. I feel like singing.
Okay. So we're here today to talk about Super Mario Odyssey. A bit delayed in our review, but that's okay. We played it. We have thoughts on it and opinions. And we're about to give you all of them. So get ready. So, Tiffany, the first day you got it.
Yes.
You got it on like a Friday night, got some pizza, sat down. What were you thinking going in?
I had like the biggest grin on my face the entire time I was playing. Like ear to ear, smiling, just loving it. I mean, you like jump into this game. It's just a fun, happy-go-lucky kind of game. And I think sometimes there's not a lot of that out there with all like, you know, the, like the first-person shooters or whatever.
Right.
I just love a nice, like, fun game to enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's just, how do I put this? You know, when we were listening to the song, like, getting ready for the game, and it's Nintendo just has this way of, maybe, like, with Zelda, Zelda's, like, very epic, and, you know, like, Metroid is very, and I don't want to say dark, I mean, it kind of is, but it, you know, it's like a darker game for them, and but Mario, it's just it Disney charm.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you know what you're really watching and listening to is dumb. Like, it's like totally, it's totally dumb, but it's just so great.
I mean, there's this plumber just going around with all these creatures trying to get some spiked turtle shell guy to give his girl back.
I know. And hey, this one, they're getting married. I do actually like, I kind of like the story in this one. Not that like Mario games always have a story, but this one's kind of cool. And like at the very end, it's really cool. Spoilers for those of you. Okay, I will say real quick. People are like legit getting upset online about spoilers to this game.
Have you ever been online, people who are getting upset? That's all the internet is.
Well, it's not just that, but it's like you're getting upset at spoilers for a Mario game.
Like come on.
Sorry, Mario beats Bowser in the end. Oh, I just spoiled like every Mario game that's ever existed.
I was unaware.
So yeah, I don't know. But so first I guess, just kind of let's just go through kind of our big impressions, and then we'll kind of talk about gameplay, graphics, all that kind of stuff. Okay. So yeah, big impressions for me was, again, it's just that it's that Nintendo charm. At first, I kind of felt like the worlds were a little small. But once you beat the game, let's just say this. Once you beat the game opens up like big time. And there's like ton, there's a thousand power moons to collect.
A thousand
power moons. Like technically 999. But anyway. Yeah, 1,000 power moons. And then you have all of the different collectible things you can do, like where you this is basically the Kirby Mario game, right? Because you're like constantly taking over the powers of different, of different enemies, captures, as they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so every world has different things to capture, different things to explore. And then, you know, we beat the game, you get to go back and replay all the levels. And then you unlock more levels as you go on. Mm-hmm. So this game, when I was playing through it the first time, I was like, okay, this is kind of a shorter game. And then I realized, oh, this game is huge.
Especially when you think about the little stuff that, you know, you can do when you do like the 100%, like not just going through.
Absolutely. And two of the best things I'll say about this game. Mm-hmm. One is you feel more competent in your skills as you go along. Like the game teaches you new ways to jump and new ways to like climb and new ways like, use this guy here and this guy here. And I really, really like that about it.
Yeah.
Because like, I just learned, I didn't know that you can jump. So if you're on like a building or something, you can jump. I know that if you throw your hat out and then jump, you can like jump off of it. But I didn't know that you can jump, throw your hat, then do like the where you it's almost where you like the long jump, right? Where you like get down and then jump forward. You can do that and then jump like even further. So like
cool.
So just found that skill out. Now I'm like, now I know how to go back and get all these like moons. Mm-hmm. And it's like so exciting. Yeah, it's so great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's all of the different skills you acquire. And the other thing I'll say about this game, in terms of like the two best things I can think of, is it's always fresh. Like, it's never like, okay, just run over here, jump here. As the levels progress, you get different captures, and the different captures give you a new skill. And then basically they teach you how to use that skill, not like a tutorial, but you just by playing. And then, you're going to have to use that against the boss or something. There's the Foz.
There he is, guys.
There he is. And so you learn the new skill. And then, like, it doesn't feel, like, forced down your throat. It's like, now I know how to do that. Let's go back and do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really great component of the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So big thoughts, Tiffany. What were your big thoughts on the game?
All right. So when I first fired it up, it kind of like took me back, like getting all nostalgic. I was like, man, this is so similar to Super Mario 64. So that was my favorite game. And I just loved getting back in that feeling with the 3D Mario. And so that was really cool for me. And then another thing that I really liked was fusing in the 2D gameplay and throwing it back to the classic, which really is when you go and, you know, you do the 8-bit part of it, it's really similar to a Link Between Worlds,
right?
Going into the wall and moving around. So that was really cool for me. And I like how they took that feature of like a Zelda game and put it into a Mario game with a throwback to the OG Super Mario.
Yeah, absolutely. I also love, so one of the other things I really love in this is the collectibles. There's so much to collect.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's all the different costumes, and I love that all the different costumes. So when you go into the 2D world, the costumes look different, which is just super cool. Like I actually just unlocked Dr. Mario, which is like, okay, I'm like never changing out of that. There's like no reason for me to do that, but it just, again, it gives you another reason to go back, replay everything, replay the levels, find all the purple coins, which is what allows you to buy things at like the specific worlds, and then your regular golden coins and stuff like that. And like, I mean, I still have a lot to go in this game. I don't know what other worlds are out there. Like when you beat the game, you get the Mushroom Kingdom from Super Mario 64.
Yeah.
And you can actually, there's actually like little missions in there where you have to, there's one mission where you go in and it's actually like, you have to fight like sprites from like They look like the animation is like from Mario 64, the way they're animated and stuff.
A little boxy.
Yeah, it's real boxy and stuff like that. And you get the Super Mario 64 costume, which is great. And actually, so I just found in that world, I was like, man, what are these apples I keep seeing everywhere? Because they're like floating in there. I'm like, how do I get those? Okay. Oh, come to find out. Oh, hey, go find Yoshi. So you get to control Yoshi and run around as Yoshi. It's so great.
For general knowledge for our listeners, I haven't finished the game yet. So
yeah,
I'm super jealous of you being able to control Yoshi.
Yeah, it's great. And when he jumps, he does do like the flutter kick so he can like fly. It's pretty great. And
then he makes the Yoshi noises.
He does make the Yoshi noise. And yes. Then he'll stick his tongue out and you can use it to like climb up walls and stuff. It's great.
All right, I gotta go. I gotta go play. Seriously, that's what I'm going to do after we're done recording. I'm going to go fire that up.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I got to go get Yoshi. But yeah, so okay. So let's just start knocking some of this stuff out. Let's talk about graphics.
Okay.
I think they're great.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can criticize the Switch's hardware if you want to compare it to, say, like the PS4 or Xbox One and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. one of the things I really noticed is this thing looks – I didn't really notice any dip in performance when I was playing it on my TV or when I'm playing it when I'm handheld.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. Everything is absolutely perfect. It runs smooth. There's mm-hmm. not glitchy.
Yeah, because I know that some Switch games docked and you know, handheld, they have like some different performances, but I didn't notice anything mm-hmm. like that on this.
No, definitely not. The only thing is I would prefer to play it on the TV rather than the handheld because it just seems more expansive mm-hmm. on the TV rather than, you know, in your handheld form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but I've probably played a lot of it handheld.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, I've like gone back to my parents a couple weekends and so I just took my Switch with me and so I played a lot there.
Yeah.
So actually, you know, Nintendo just put out a chart to show they did like surveys to see how people were playing mm-hmm. and it's kind of surprising. Like it's only like 20% of Switch owners play it exclusively docked. Like no other way.
Okay.
And then it's like another 20% of Switch owners play it exclusively mobile. And then it's like, wow. So it's like the other 60% of Switch owners use it like both. Like, yeah, I'll play it in handheld yeah. and, which is just crazy to think about. So it's nice mm-hmm. to know that this game doesn't really suffer when it's played in handheld mode.
Yeah. Which is something I was kind of worried about, when, you know, the Switch was introduced, you know, I'm like, okay, how's this going to be? Is this going to be like the whole Wii Remote fiasco with right. like the motion controls and stuff? I just didn't know where that was going to go, but I'm pleased with how it is. Mm-hmm. So definitely, yeah. definitely a plus yeah. with the handheld.
Yeah. I will say playing in handheld mode, the only downside I give to it is that, just the way the game is kind of set up, like in terms of like where the camera runs and stuff like that. I think it's just a lot better to play on a big TV because then like mm-hmm. Mario becomes kind of small and we can just go ahead and get into it with gameplay. Gameplay feels smooth, feels great, mm-hmm. really with the exception of maybe one or two times when you're capturing something. Mm-hmm. Have I had like a problem? I'll say. And I wouldn't even say it's a problem.
Like a little bit of a lag?
Not like a lag, but just like when you're controlling like the Goombas and you're trying to jump on other Goombas.
Oh, I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's but other than that,
it's like one instance, you know?
Yeah. It's like specifically just the Goombas. I don't really know what it is, but it just feels kind of weird and it doesn't seem as intuitive as you would think it would be. Mm-hmm. And so other than that, I think the game feels great. In terms of gameplay, it's smooth when you're doing all of the other, when you're controlling all of the different captures, like mm-hmm. when you're doing the bear and you're doing the roll around race and you get on the scooter and all those kinds of things. I think it's great.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the switching up of the powers, you know, like you said, it runs smooth, yeah. changes up the gameplay and how you get things, go places, obtain moons. So I love it. I think it's great.
What's your favorite capture?
Oh, I gotta go T-Rex.
Yeah, the T-Rex is great. The T-Rex is hilarious.
I'm a dinosaur girl. I love dinosaurs. So that was the one when I saw in the previews, I was like, yes, this is happening. Yeah. And then I got to do it and I was like, oh my God, I'm a T-Rex right now. The only thing is it doesn't last very long.
It doesn't last very long. Yeah.
No. So that's I kept going back.
For me, the one I just have somewhat liked the most, I don't know why, is at Bowser's Castle, you get this bird thing, which just like sticks its beak out really far and you can use it to like climb up walls. And
like
I don't
a toucan
know.
Beak?
No, it's almost like a woodpecker type thing. And it just, it just like sticks out really far like a spike. I don't really, I don't know why, but I just really like that thing.
That's all right.
It's just a lot of fun. Other than that, the only one I didn't like was the Hammer Brothers.
Okay, I haven't gotten that yet.
They feel weird because the way they throw their hammers. Well, one of them throws frying pans because you're in like the cooking world.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but it just the way he throws it. He doesn't. You would imagine that he would throw it like up.
Yeah,
and he kind of throws it like straight and like but like down at an angle, so you have to like jump and like there's this one moon you have to get where you have to break all this cheese, and so you're throwing frying pans at this cheese, and. Which is great.
It just sounds so ridiculous.
And of course, yeah. But yeah, so you're breaking all this cheese and you're throwing these frying pans at it. And it's kind of difficult. But other than that, yeah, it's great. Yoshi is great. I just got him and it's amazing. And then the one you get at the very, very, very end of the game, I won't spoil it for you, Tiffany, but it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Playing as Bullet Bills is kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, I would agree. That's pretty cool.
Yep. And then in the underwater world, but the like beach world, you get the things, which is basically like the jetpack from Super Mario Sunshine, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Which is cool. So, okay. So what world, how far have you gotten?
I don't remember what it's called. I'm not very far, guys. I'm not very far. It was like the forest.
I can't remember
the specific name of it.
So you're at the underwater world.
So I'm ready to start a new world fresh.
Okay. Yeah, the underwater world. Okay. Then you go to New Donk City, which is the best.
That's what you're telling me. I can't wait to see it.
It's the best. Yeah, New Donk City is by far the best. Yeah, and so there's just, I don't know, guys, there's so many collectibles, there's so many worlds, and I'm only a third of the way through. I know that you keep unlocking things. So what have you thought of about the bosses?
Okay, bosses are, they're very easy.
They are very easy.
They're very easy, but that goes kind of along with the theme, like this is a happy kind of go lucky game, which I didn't expect going into this to have like epic boss battles.
Right.
I went into this expecting that I was going to have to collect a ton of stuff. And obviously you're right in that. I was right in that thought. It's more fun. And the short boss fights, they're all right.
Yeah.
And I enjoy them. What do you think about them?
They're a lot of fun. I really actually like the one of the world you just beat, the forest world.
Okay.
Where you control the things which like stick their legs up really high.
Oh yeah, and you have to break the blocks and
yeah. That's actually might be my favorite one. So when you beat the game, you get to go back and you get to replay all the bosses and they're a lot harder.
Oh, see, and that makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I will say the final fight with Bowser, spoiler, is
what? Bowser?
Yeah, is kind of a letdown.
No.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, again, I'm sure there's a much, much, much harder version later when you get close to the.
Probably. Do you think they're going to come with like downloadable stuff, like harder modes?
Harder modes? I don't know. Because I think the game, from what I've read, is that the game gets a lot harder as you go on.
Like as you obtain moons?
Yeah, because you unlock harder areas.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of the thing. I'm looking on Metacritic right here, and Metacritic has a 97, which is universal acclaim based on 102 critics. And like games that have, 97s are. Let me just see like what else
that's a really high score.
Yeah, I'm trying to see like other games that have like that high scores. Right now it's on Metacritic, it has second best Switch game of the year, second most discussed Switch game of the year, and second most shared Switch game of the year.
What's number one, I bet?
Yeah, I know.
We all know.
Yeah, and last 90 days, let's go all time. Here we go. Do it. 97. Okay, so wait, is this specifically just for the Nintendo Switch?
I hope not.
Oh, okay. For the Switch, it is this. Yeah, there's two games with 97s. Obviously, Breath of the Wild,
right,
and Super Mario Odyssey. So I want to go to all. I want to go to all games ever.
Yes. That's all interesting. Game. They both have 97s, though.
Yeah.
Like that's interesting to me.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Shocking.
So okay, just kind of weird. Okay, so there are only there are 20 games ever on Metacritic that have a 97 or above.
Okay.
So number one is Ocarina of Time.
Yeah. Wow,
this is weird. Number two is Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. I mean, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 is great, and it's like one of my favorite games ever.
What system is that?
PS1, PlayStation 1.
Oh my gosh.
So Super Mario Odyssey comes in at 18th all time, just above Halo 1. Grand Theft Auto 3. So that's kind of a big deal. Breath of the Wild is at 12.
12, okay.
Yeah. Okay. To be fair, though, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 is also listed again at 11 for the Dreamcast version. How is the PlayStation 1 version better than the Dreamcast version? Okay. And then you have
Grand. I don't even know how it's on that list.
And then you have Grand Theft Auto 5 ranked 3 times on Xbox One, PS3, and Xbox 360.
What?
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 5 did just become the best selling video game ever, by the way. Remember we were talking about last time? Yeah. If you count all the different platforms, whereas. Yeah. Wii Fit is still the number one on most. So it is actually, so Super Mario Galaxy and Super Mario Galaxy 2 also have 97s.
Okay.
So it is right there with that. Then the next highest rated Super Mario game, according to Metacritic, wow, it must be like way down. Wow, I don't even see it. What? Okay. Super Mario Brothers 3.
What number is that?
It's technically 89, but that's just because there's so many. Well, it's just because there's so many other games that like all also have like the same rank.
Okay, I got you.
And so it's not like all these games are rated like 98, like 99, right? So they're all like tied in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know about this Tony Hawk business, but we'll let it go.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater. It's Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, second best game ever.
I don't know, man. Put this list together.
Sick. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. That's crazy. Well, yeah, Breath of the Wild is at 12, which is number 7. So really, Breath of the Wild's at like 5 because they have Grand Theft Auto 5 listed like 3 times.
See, that to me is strange, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so other games around here, you've got Grand Theft Auto 5. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. Then you have Perfect Dark right there, Metroid Prime.
Oh, I enjoyed Perfect Dark.
Yeah, so yeah, Perfect Dark, Metroid Prime. So really, according to this, you have the top 10 video games ever, if you want to count out the other ones. So you have Ocarina of Time, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, Grand Theft Auto 4, Soul Calibur. I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Super Mario Galaxy, Super Mario Galaxy 2, Grand Theft Auto 5, Breath of the Wild, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3. Jesus.
Get off this list.
Perfect Dark, Metroid Prime, Grand Theft Auto 3, which I absolutely agree with, Super Mario Odyssey. So that would make Super Mario Odyssey 13. That would make it the 13th best game ever, according to Metacritic.
Okay.
Wow. That's
That's, I mean, yeah. Seeing as how it came out late October and it's.
But I mean, yeah. So if you look at it, what it's around, I mean, you have Grand Theft Auto 3 and Halo. That's what Super Mario Odyssey is in between. And so that's like, I mean, you cannot ask for better company. I mean, Grand Theft Auto 3 chain is probably one of the most influential and important video games ever. It drastically changed everything. Third world open world adventure games would not be what they are today without Grand Theft Auto 3. Like, it is that important of a game. And Halo, I mean, first-person shooters would not be what they are today. Online gaming would not be what it is today without Halo. So that's essentially where Super Mario Odyssey is ranked. It is ranked as that good of a game.
Good company.
Yeah.
Good company.
So that's kind of, I mean, that's just kind of interesting. Let me see. I mean, so I have some of the Metacritic reviews up here. A lot of people give it, a lot of fans have given it 100 out of 100. So the way Metacritic works is Metacritic has critic reviews, and that's actually like what counts. I think it's, they have 102, I believe, critics, and then they have fan reviews. Now, on the fan reviews, there are 489 positive, 32 mixed, and 14 negative.
It seems about right.
Yeah, you're always like, let's just read the negative one here.
Yeah, I want to hear what people did.
This game was by far the worst Mario game I've ever played. This game was a huge disappointment and did not live up to the hype at all. This game tries to innovate but ends up being a lackluster experience. Why couldn't Mario punch and kick like you could in Knack 2? If Nintendo, Jesus. Okay, I think that's a troll. I think that's a troll. Okay, like
let's take a real one.
Yeah, the fact that he cited Knack 2 immediately makes me realize that it was fake. Okay, I have to scroll down. All right, here's somebody who gave it a 4. Okay. This game was literally built for children. It's super it's super easy. You always have the advantage with a cap on, allowing you to control other AI was a great idea, but with bad execution. New Donk City was by far the worst 3D rendition of a metropolitan city I've ever seen in recent years. The human AI character models look like human characters modeled from back in 2002. Okay, I can give him that. I think it's just an art style they were going for, but I understand kind of what he was saying.
Okay.
I can't get off how bad the anti-aliasing is. I didn't notice that. That's like a graphic thing. Okay.
Yeah, that went right over my head.
Yeah, I didn't. What? I didn't notice that. The cap mechanic was good on paper, but ends up giving control of almost all the AI, gives a player almost no challenge. Okay, so this guy's really just saying that the game is way too easy.
Okay. I mean, and I'll give him a little bit of that with the boss fights and stuff.
I wouldn't give it a 4.
Not just because of that, no. There's so many other factors that go into making a game great.
Yeah, that's what most of the negatives there's not that many. Yeah, here's another one. Here's another one, guys, saying this game is just way too easy. Mm. I would give up on that. It still has an 8.9, which is really good. That's kind of what we said, is that it's a little too easy. I think it opens up at the end. So let me see here. So here's some of the like bigger reviews. Forbes gave it, I know it's weird that Forbes reviews games.
Yeah.
But they have for years. And Forbes gave it a 95. Okay. It's a world that feels huge at first, then small as you get to know it, then huge again when you realize how fantastically dense it is with secrets and challenges. They go on after that. Let's see some of these other companies that I actually know. Man, there's a lot of these people. I'm like, who the heck are these? Dual Shockers gave it 100. Easy Allies theirs are based on stars, but according to Metacritic, they gave it a 100. Super Mario Odyssey embraces the heritage at every turn, and the payoff isn't merely a warm feeling of nostalgia, a fan service, but a reworking of the old with the new produced something completely unique. I would completely agree with that.
Yeah, I dig that. I dig that a lot. Like, yeah. I mean, that's exactly what we were saying. Like, it throws it back. Feels a little like Super Mario 64, but in its own kind of time with worlds, throws it back to the OGs. You know, it's a great game.
Yep. Giant Bomb, they're a big one, gave it 100. Okay. Each kingdom is absolutely packed with charm, clever objectives, scores, just visuals, and a stellar soundtrack. The soundtrack, I kind of, when we were doing our initial review, I kind of said the soundtrack was a little lackluster compared to other Mario games. Okay. And I still would say that, but I've come around on it a lot more. I did.
You like it a lot more?
One of the nice things is that you can actually change the music later and you can like just play whatever you want.
Okay.
So I've just changed it to the Super Mario Odyssey like song. And I just run it. And so I just run around the entire time. Is that it's great? Yeah, IGN gave it a 100, basically saying it spun into a generational masterpiece. Yeah. And
what I like is that, you know, you get this new system out, and you know, we're throwing Zelda in there, and now we're throwing Mario in there. We are introducing these classic, amazing titles and characters to a new generation of kids.
Absolutely. Yep.
And we got to keep it going. We got to keep building up Nintendo and these
well, the
great
Switch
titles.
The Switch is doing amazing.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Phenomenal.
They're hard to find. Nintendo actually just released a quarterly statement, and they said that what they anticipated the Switch was going to do, like in terms of their sales and all this stuff, mm-hmm. doubled what they anticipated.
Good. I need it on the up and up.
Yep. So I do too, because I'm a shareholder. So, yeah, guys. So Super Mario Odyssey, kind of in conclusion here, it's great. You should play it. If you're really looking for a reason to get a Switch, I would say now is a really good time to buy, because before, you know, a lot of people kind of held off because they're like, well, I don't just want to buy it just for Zelda. Well, now you can
and
buy
you're
it.
You're wrong. No, yeah. No, just
kidding. Yeah, you are wrong. But now you have Zelda and Mario.
Right. And you're going to get a bunch of other stuff coming out.
There's actually a lot of other stuff that's out that's really great. Doom just came out, and the fact that you can play that on the Switch is insane. Skyrim just came out. Yep. Again, you can get better versions of Skyrim, but can you take them with you? No.
Nope.
Fire Emblem Warriors is out. Mario Kart. What I will say, like in closing about this game, is that it's another great reason to buy a Switch. Mm-hmm. It's another great Mario and another great addition to the Mario franchise. Mm-hmm. And I would recommend this to anyone who's never played a Mario game. It would be an excellent first Mario game.
100%. Mm-hmm. Because you get that, you get that story. It's all, it's Bowser, he's got Peach, and he's got Cappy's sister Tiara.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go rescue your girl, and along the way you take Cappy.
Yep.
So it fits right in. I mean, usually you can start with a lot of different Marios because the storyline's the same, and this goes right along with that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, guys, well, that's our Super Mario Odyssey review. Tiffany, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on the internets at on Twitter at TiffSwish_Flick. And if you're a fan of Harry Potter, I am a host on Swish and Flick podcast, and we are on Podbean and iTunes and YouTube and all those other outlets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can find me pretty much on the internet anywhere at Super Games Bros. I also do a Star Wars podcast called Rebel Watch. We're getting ready to talk a lot about Battlefront 2, which just came out. I do another podcast called Second Breakfast, which is kind of about which is about movies, TV, like Game of Thrones, Dragon Ball, all that kind of stuff. And actually, we just launched the Box Trek Patreon. You can check it out if you'd like to. I believe it's just patreon.com/boxtrek. And yeah, as always, guys, thanks for listening.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.